Mind you, it was awfully flat. They went up to London, my mother and father, on Mondays. Sometimes my mother stayed. My stepfather used to drive the phaeton to Leatherhead Station, and the train was kept waiting for him if they knew he was coming. And he arrived and dashed off the... flung the reins at somebody and rushed into the station. Well, I can't imagine him rushing, because he was portly and solid and slow-moving and Scotch. Anyway, he caught the train, but mostly they went up, and the whole house sank back. It was quite different, yes. Nanny looked after us,
and
of course.
Nanny
used to read to us, H's flying all over the place. We adored Nanny. Then we had this fierce governess who came from Leatherhead. The dog cart fetched her, Miss Sturt. She was a bit of a sadist. She was brutal in a lot of ways. She used to come in the dog cart. I don't remember in summer. It wasn't so dramatic, I think. But, you know, a dog cart was very high. And she was wrapped up, a funny little hat with fur around it, a muff, a fur, and in very cold weather there was a little charcoal burner that you could put inside your muff, which you lit and kept your fingers from freezing. Then you had a bearskin rug, and if it were wet you had a Macintosh rug, weighed a ton on top of that, and the coachman all wrapped up in layers of things. She got all out frozen and rather bad tempered. I didn't do many lessons. I was rather bright. I'm said to have read, tried to read the Times to my father when I was five. And the doctor thought I was being too precocious, so I wasn't allowed to do... I never remember learning to read, but I wasn't allowed to do lessons, which was a great pity. Nowadays I would have been encouraged, but probably well works out in the wash. Anyway, they did lessons. I can't remember what I did. Of course, we had ponies. I was very small when I first rode, but I do remember on my fifth birthday... I was let off a leading rein, and it was a great event. And I was given, I think it was a penny. My pocket money, to quite a large age, was a halfpenny a week. And then it went up to a penny. But on my birthday, or possibly it was birthday presents, and I walked down to the village. You know where Eastwick was.
Yes.
Came out, and I was allowed to go alone along the footpath into the village, through the churchyard, and to Batten's shop. And there were two Miss Battens, and I sat on what seemed to me a very high stool, and discussed how I should have spent a penny. You see, everything was small and friendly, and everybody knew
and
everybody.
Safe.
Absolutely safe, you see. And then the doctor lived just further on.